face-to-face in the Oval Office. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
The White House labeling today's meeting as the discussion of a broad range of different issues, but top of mind likely to be the debt ceiling. The president urging House Republicans to immediately raise the debt ceiling to ensure the U.S. avoids defaulting on its debt this summer. The speaker, though, insists that that decision should be tied to spending cuts.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House, which calls it non-negotiable to avoid default without a ransom payment. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the president, who signed off on trillions in spending, doesn't get to walk away from the table. The White House says the president is fully cooperating with an ongoing probe of classified documents. His personal attorney says none were found in an FBI search of his beach house in Delaware today. The life of Tyre Nichols being remembered in Memphis weeks after the traffic stop beating that led to murder charges against five fired police officers.
Reverend Dr. J. Lawrence Turner called this service a celebration of the life of Tyre Nichols.
A son, a father, a brother, a friend, a human being.
Many agree Nichols was treated as much less than that by now ex-officers. At this remembrance, Nichols' life was why many came out in inclement weather, but Vice President Kamala Harris said it should not be lost that this family grieves.
At the hands and the feet of people who had been charged with keeping them safe.
Relatives of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and others were supporting Nichols' family at the service.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. With inflation cooling, a smaller quarter-point rate hike by the Fed. That seemed to rally stocks for a while, the Dow finishing up just 8 points at the closing bell, though. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
House Republicans launched their first hearings on Biden administration policies, including border security.
In Congressman Jim Jordan's first hearing as chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, the discussion was set on President Biden's handling of the border, which Jordan says is out of control as thousands of migrants arrive at the border a day.
These numbers make clear that the Biden administration does not have operational control of the border.
Democrats invited El Paso County Judge Ricardo Samaniego, who shared his community's experience dealing with the issue.
We have learned how to safely, humanely, and expeditiously treat asylum seekers.
He urged Congress to find solutions that don't demonize immigrants. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Yelp reporting a sharp increase in the number of hate-filled business reviews, with content moderators removing more than 2,000 such posts last year, up from less than 250 the year before. Some of the content targeting Black, Latino, and LGBTQ businesses, but the biggest increase targeting Asian American owners. Dr. Phil's talk show is ending.
The syndicated series from Dr. Phil McGraw began in September of 2002. It was co-created by McGraw and Oprah Winfrey. It will air new episodes until the current season ends this spring, with McGraw stating he has his eye on other ventures. The star's departure from daytime marks the third major exit from the top syndicated ranks in as many years, which includes Ellen DeGeneres, Dr. Oz, who eventually ran for political office, and Judge Judy, who transitioned to streaming on IMDb TV with Judy Justice. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Recapping Wall Street, a more than 700-point swing during today's session. The Dow finishing up 7 points, the Nasdaq up 2%. The Fed chief signals they're not finished with rate hikes yet, but a smaller one today. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.